The American Republic, Chapter 2, Section 4, Exploring North America. In 1517, Martin Luther, a German priest, nailed a list of complaints about the Catholic Church on the door of a local church. Luther declared that the Bible was the only true guide for Christians. He rejected many church practices, even the authority of the Pope, because they were not mentioned in the Bible. Luther also believed that faith rather than good deeds was the way to salvation. Church officials tried to get Luther to take back his statements. "I cannot go against my conscience," he replied. "Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me." A divided church. Martin Luther's actions led to incredible changes in Europe. Before he voiced his beliefs, the countries of Europe had their differences, but they were bound together by a common church. For centuries, Catholicism had been the main religion of Western Europe. In the 1500s, however, Luther's opposition to the policies of the Roman Catholic Church emerged. Within a few years, Luther had many followers. They broke away from Catholicism to begin their own Christian churches. Martin Luther's protests were the start of a great religious and historical movement known as the Protestant Reformation. Protestantism spreads in Europe. From Germany, Luther's ideas spread rapidly. John Calvin, a French religious thinker, also broke away from the Catholic Church. Like Luther, Calvin rejected the idea that good works would ensure a person's salvation. He believed that God had already chosen those who would be saved. In England, King Henry VIII also left the Catholic Church, but not for religious reasons. Pope Clement VII had refused Henry's request to declare his first marriage invalid. In 1534, the English Parliament, working with the king, denied the authority of the Pope and recognized the king as the head of the Church of England. During the rule of Henry's daughter, Queen Elizabeth I, further reforms firmly established England as a Protestant nation. Religious rivalries in the Americas. Throughout Western Europe, people and nations divided into Catholics and Protestants. When these Europeans crossed the Atlantic, they took along their religious differences. Spanish and French Catholics worked to spread their faith to the Native Americans. The Spanish settled in the southwestern and southeastern regions of North America, and the French settled in the Northeast. Dutch and English Protestants established colonies in lands along the Atlantic coast between the French and the Spanish settlements. Some of the English settlements were founded by Protestants who wanted to practice their beliefs in peace. Economic rivalry. Religion was only one of the factors that pushed European nations across the Atlantic Ocean. The promise of great wealth was equally strong, especially as other Europeans watched Spain gain riches from its colonies. According to the economic theory of mercantilism, a nation's power was based on its wealth. Rulers tried to increase their nation's total wealth by acquiring gold and silver and by developing trade. Mercantilism provided great opportunities for individual merchants to make money. It also increased rivalry between nations. Several countries in Europe competed for overseas territory that could produce wealth. They wanted to acquire colonies in the Americas that could provide valuable resources, such as gold and silver or raw materials. The colonies would also serve as a place to sell European products.